Mayor Clower, the fantastic Mayor of Noosa, is having a bit of a break with the kiddies at the moment, but she still joins us this morning. We're back from holidays, and we're interrupting her holidays. We apologise for that, but hey, we're back at work, so should you be.
That is the highlight of my week. I braved three kids in a big shopping centre yesterday, so trust me, I'd rather be doing this.
You are game. I know shopping centres, they are mayhem, aren't they, school holidays?
Absolutely.
All the kids come out.
Anyway.
They sure do.
There's been a big development in the case about the quarry situation we're talking about, God, for the past, 5 or 6 months. Where is it at the moment with the residents and how it's going with you guys?
Look, we took our most aggressive and progressive action about two Fridays ago when we initiated proceedings in the Planning and Environment Court at Maroochydore. So we are taking the operator of the quarry, of the King King Quarry, Cordwell Resources, to court.
Right.
And so on, as of last Friday, 1 week ago, we had a directions hearing, and I believe Judge Long, who was presiding over the matter, has called all parties back today to look at when a potential hearing date can be or is available for all parties concerned, so both sets of legal representatives. So things are progressing, and as I said, we told the community 6 months ago this is what we do. And we've stood by them and we continue to stand with them and we will take this as far as it can go. And that's what we're doing. Yeah.
Residents have got to be happy with that. I mean, there is movement at the station, so to speak, on this. So keen to see how the outcome... I mean, it won't be pleasant, Claire, but you've got to look after your constituents. That's just the bottom line, really.
Absolutely. Look, at the end of the day, court gives them a voice. Their voices can be heard. We have 27 affidavits from residents of that community. So their voices will well and truly be heard and people will understand the angst they've been going through for the last few years.
And I think that's just, as you said, that's such a big part of it, is they just feel like they've been, nobody cares.
Absolutely.
About the anguish and turmoil and that they've been going through on a daily basis.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Good morning to whoever said that.
That was my mother. I'm sorry.
Oh, good morning,
Mum. She didn't realise I'm on radio.
No, that's okay.
She'll be highly embarrassed.
No, it's fine.
What's her name?
Nolene.
Good morning, Nolene.
Good morning, Nolene.
Hey, on a positive note, I can't believe this. We've got the Gympie Chamber of Commerce Awards coming up shortly, but I know the Sunshine Coast Awards are not far away, and apparently, what, 10 Noosa businesses have taken out, what, finalists?
15. Unbelievable. In 10 different categories. So in the accommodation category, we've got RACV Noosa. We've got Rosecliff Boutique Farm Cottages in Curran. We've got in building and construction, earth creation, landscapes and Noosa Heads. I mean, in publishing and Noosa for creative industries, Hello Honey from Kinkin and Export. I mean, it just goes on and on. It's absolutely terrific.
And it's such a time when businesses need all the boost they can get. The fact they're getting recognised, in a forum like this is just amazing. And, the fact that Noosa businesses as well, shoving it to the rest of those southerners down there, I love it.
It's fantastic. I mean, we really do. We're a small shire, but geez, we go well. Fantastic.
Yeah. Yes, you do. And I tell you what, you'll be going well this weekend. A couple of fantastic events on. We were lucky enough to catch up with Noel Coburn, who's running the Noosa Polo Cup Day this Sunday.
That'll be terrific. Yeah, Noosa, and you've got the polo on. It's all things racing this weekend. And you've got the Noosa Chances race day, I believe, on Sunday. So between the polo and the racing, it's all systems go leading into the Melbourne Cup and spring carnival.
Don't talk to me about Melbourne Cup, all right? I start getting anxious about, what to wear, all right?
I shouldn't say you're anxious about who to punt on because it's the hardest race of the year to pick.
It is.
Now, I get my dad to help me out. He's the mug punter. Every year he gets me the Quinella that loses all the time, but yet I have trusted him every year for some reason.
You're best just to close your eyes and point your finger at them in that case. It's so hard to pick.
I couldn't agree more. That's why I like the sweepstakes at work because it's just, it's out of my hands.
Absolutely, yep.
Do you guys at Noosa Council put on chicken and champagne for lunch there? Like here at work, they throw some chicken around on a table. It's good.
No, we don't do that. That would be wasting ratepayer money, Bilko. No.
Oh. You go and get your sandwiches. That's good. I love it. All right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, enjoy the rest of your holiday there with the kids, Mayor Clare. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, team. Good to talk to you as always.